This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, the bracket of Hughes has tipped off. We've had one, two, three, we've had like six winners already. We will have two regions with the first round done today as the real tournament tips off in a little bit. Welcome back. 215-592-9494. Is it important for the Phillies to win the division? Yes, I believe it is. Hugh Douglas does not. The Phillies last couple years, they won the division. Last year, obviously did not win it in 22 or 23, but did go further in the postseason those years. And do you think it's important the Eagles add a veteran on the defensive side of the football? It's become a very young unit. BG retiring really kind of cemented the losses they've had the last couple years of vets. Now with Slay, Fletcher last year, BG as well this year. All right, before we go any further, though, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls on your Hugh vote and your take on the Phillies and the Eagles. Hugh, we got some changes potentially coming.
Changes.
Yep, in the NFL. So next week is the annual NFL league meeting. So that means teams could propose potential rule changes.
That's in Florida, like, right?
I think it's in Palm Beach, yeah.
Yeah, they get the. Is that, wait a minute, Palm Beach, where is that? Like, as
Florida.
A, I'm saying, what, is it close to the water? Like, you know what I mean?
But it says beach.
Well, yeah, because it's like, no, because I'm trying to figure out, because you know they got them yakutas. They get to drive their little yakutas.
You want me to look up a map of Palm Beach?
Context clues. I mean,
all right, Palm Beach.
Yeah, Palm Beach, you know, that probably would have been the biggest clue. Right I ain't thinking about you, Kyle.
Hugh, it is absolutely on the water.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cause they're gonna have their little yakutas and stuff out there, man. They're gonna be doing it big. Cause didn't when we were at the Super Bowl, Shad Khan.
Yeah, he came in his yakuta.
He came in his yakuta. It's like big baller, shot caller.
You know what we should do?
What's
you know,
that?
I know, and I'm saying this after
Jeffrey Lurie has a yakuta.
Yeah, we were given the opportunity to go to spring training a couple days ago. We should try to weasel our way to a Palm Beach trip for the NFL owners meeting.
I was just thinking that. And get on a yakuta?
Yeah, sneak on.
I've never been on one. Well, I don't know about sneaking on.
I thought you weren't big on being on the water.
I mean, no, we're not going out to sea.
Well.
I can get on the dock. That's what I was trying to figure out. Like on the dock.
I just want to see what it looks like.
On a yacht, you're on the water.
No, but I'm saying, I'm at the dock, though.
Well, hold on, let me ask you a question. You're on the yacht. And the thing starts taking off. What are you doing?
I'm getting off the boat. I'm not prepared for that trip. I've been on a cruise. Don't get me wrong. I've been on a cruise. Cruise is the best sleep that I've ever had.
What?
Was on a cruise.
Really?
Yeah. I've been on a cruise.
Something wrong with you, man.
But all you do is eat and drink on a cruise.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you do is eat and drink.
All right. You ready for some NFL rule proposed changes
what
here?
What we got?
All right, let's throw them out there. You can react with us. 215-592-9494. Hugh, some of these we saw coming. Some are a little different. And there's one here I absolutely hate. Like, I think it'd be terrible for the league And as a fan, I just think we would not like it, even though maybe when they pass it, you say, ah, yeah, it's logical. All right, so let's go through the proposed rule changes, the big ones. Hugh, we knew this was coming. The Green Bay Packers have proposed a ban of the tush push. And the way they worded, yeah, they are. They're babies. The way they worded it is they want to prevent players from pushing a teammate that is, quote, lined up directly behind the snapper and receives a snap immediately at the snap. I mean, this is basically worded to stop the Eagles tush push.
Yeah, they were very specific with that one.
I am curious how many votes they get. 3 months ago, I would have said, ah, this has no shot. I still don't think it's going to get banned, but just based on what we heard at the Combine, I think there's going to be some support to ban it.
There'll be a few teams, but I think, you know, if I'm not mistaken, Rich McKay, he's the, I think he's the GM, not the GM, but he works for the Falcons.
Yep.
He's on the competition committees, and he's talked about how they're trying to keep the integrity of the game. I don't see this being, and how they go about voting. I don't think this is bad for the game in my limited scope of what they talk about. I think it's more a competitive thing. Because when you look at it, this is a copycat league. And there's a lot of teams that have tried to copycat the tush push. Even the teams that are trying to ban it have tried to emulate it. So it's one of those things where I think it kind of makes you look bad to talk bad about it and then try to incorporate it into your offense during the course of the season that you're trying to get it banned. That's just crazy to me. Like when Coach McDermott sat there and he talked so bad about getting injured and all this other stuff. But hell, will you try to do it in the AFC Championship game? And so, it didn't work. So yeah.
I said this when the idea first came up about the Packers trying to get this banned. I really don't think if I'm an owner or like these other teams, I'm not looking at it as an injury thing or any of that. I'm looking at it as though this is only the Eagles' thing. The Eagles are the top dog in the league. Why wouldn't I take away an advantage that another NFL team has over the rest of the league? If I'm the Eagles owners and we knew that the Chiefs were the one team that were doing the tush push and they're winning, I'm voting against it.
I think they're going to get more support than people want to believe they're going to get. Now, will they get 24 votes? I don't know, because that's what you need. You need 24 of the 32 votes. But
for one, if you're Washington, if you're Dallas, if you're the Giants, for instance, teams that have to play
Washington. I mean, Washington, the whole Frankie Louvu thing was a joke.
But anyway, just as a team that plays the Eagles twice a year all the time, you're like, that. I'm not going to try and replicate this. I'm just taking it away from the Eagles.
It doesn't hurt me. It hurts them. Right. I might as well just vote for it.
I think Coach Bowles said it best, though. He said, in this league, and we've seen so many different examples of it, you're always trying to get a leg up in something that you do. And the Eagles have found something that they do extremely well that nobody else could do. And if you look at it from just simply that standpoint, then I don't think you can ban it. Because the league is always trying to change and get better and get a leg up on teams. That's why Coach Belichick got in trouble for Spygate.
Well, that's just cheating.
Well, you know what's funny? Like, it's not. You know what's funny? Back when I first, back way when they used to wear leather helmets, I remember we used to do walkthroughs in the stadiums of the teams that we were playing against that Saturday. You would come to town, you would ride the bus, and you do the walkthrough. And there would be people in the stadium that were recording. They would set up cameras because that's what they did. Nobody, because everybody was doing it. It just got to the point that Coach Belichick he was just doing it better than everybody else. Well,
and they were winning, so they did that. So they dinged them.
But that's what I think. I think it hurts the Eagles, actually, that fewer teams around the league do this.
And it also hurts them that they just won the Super Bowl. You want to knock down the team that's at the top.
If this was something that half the league had caught on to.
They're going to change it, to be honest.
I'm kind of with Joe in that I think it's going to get more support to ban it than you think.
People going to hate.
But, like, say 15 teams around the league did this. Like, that, then I feel like it would have no chance.
Well, then those 15 would obviously not vote for it because they use it.
That's what I mean. It's only the Eagles that do it. And if you're looking at the Eagles, you're like, well, they're the champs. Like, these organizations now play the percentages, the analytics, the numbers. Even if it's a slight advantage or like slight thing that to lower the Eagles' chances and heighten theirs, that's an opportunity for them to do it.
Yeah, I do think there's a chance this thing is tighter than we want it to be. All right, another submission. This one from the Eagles, Hugh. A submission from the Eagles to give both teams guaranteed possession in overtime during the regular season, aligning with the current rules for the playoff games. You in?
I'm okay with that one. Because I think, like Ike and those guys were talking about this yesterday, and it's a different set of rules for the regular season than the playoffs. Yeah. So I think you should have a linear set of rules.
I understand that, and I'm with you, and I will not oppose this. But there is one thing, though. It's extra game time. Like, you, what is it like to play overtime and then play the next week? Is that extra on your body? Because teams usually struggle the week after overtime. So if you're guaranteeing possession for both teams in the regular season, the game's going to go longer.
Haven't played too many overtime games. As a matter of fact, I don't think I played any
overtime
game in my career. I don't think I've ever had one of those.
So I know this. When a team plays in overtime, they generally, like, overtime struggle the next week. Because it's like, it's almost like playing a fifth quarter, right? Mm-hmm. So if you do this, you're going to make that fifth quarter even longer. You're going to guarantee both teams have possession. So instead of the game being over in, like, 3 minutes or 6 minutes, it could be another full quarter. So that's interesting to me just from that, how it affects teams moving forward. But I get it. I'm fine with it being fair, you know, regular season, postseason. All right, this one was interesting. Then we'll get to the one I hate. A proposal that would eliminate the automatic first down that comes with an illegal contact or defensive holding penalty. What do you think of
that?
That's
college, right? That's the one, like, in college, because I remember one time I was watching, it was a while ago, watching college football, and somebody got, it was like a pass interference, and I thought it was an automatic first down.
It's a spot foul.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know how I feel about that one, because I've been so used to that one when, you know, you get the foul, you get the first down. I don't think that one's going to change. I'm not too high on that one.
It is a little cheap though to get the it's just a legal contact and you get the first down. That feels a little cheap sometimes.
Yeah, but you I look at it like this. You're supposed to be the best of the best. That's why you're here. You should cover better. I mean, that has been a money play for a lot of teams, especially when you get a good receiver against, say, a young corner that's flailing. That's an advantage. I mean, so I don't think that one should. I don't think they should change.
All right, let's get to the biggest one, and this is the one that generated the headline yesterday, and it came from the Detroit Lions. Remember, Detroit last year was in the best division in the football with the Vikings and the Packers and all that, and they fought to the end for the number one seed. So here is the proposal from the Lions. I hate this one. So the proposal is a change to the NFL playoff seeding that would largely use regular season records as the guiding principle rather than division championships. So the way they word it is this: if you have the best record and you win your division, which you have to win, you'd have to have the best record to win your division, you get the one seed. But after that, all seedings would be based on record. So remember last year, the Vikings and Lions played for the number one seed, and the loser was going to be the five?
Yeah.
That wouldn't exist anymore. Like, now, if they had that next year and they changed this rule, well, the winner would be the one, but the loser would probably be the two or the three. Hugh, I hate this one. I think it takes away the drama, and it takes away the importance of winning the division.
Yeah,
like,
I do too.
If you're in a division that's really good, there's something fun about watching to see how that plays out. You have to play to win. Now I could see a team being like, well, what's the difference between the one and the two? We'll just sit
changed,
our guy.
It just changed the way you play that last game.
Yeah.
The last game is really not that significant anymore. I like the fact that, and they've been trying to change this one for years, Joe. I remember back when I started, there were some conversations about the division seeding, because who was it? The Seattle Seahawks 1 year was 7-9?
Yeah, and they hosted a playoff
game.
I think the Panthers were like 7-8-1 one time, too.
And people were upset about that. But hey, they won the division.
I think the division should matter, because that makes the division matchups mean something. Like, part of the reason the Cowboys game means so much every year isn't just because everyone hates the Cowboys, but it's because the game usually is the ticket to get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
You take that away, it to me, it loses something. And I also think it takes away the urgency of the regular season.
Yeah.
Like, think about last year. If this rule was in place, the Eagles may have been the three seed. It may have been one, Lions, two, Vikings, or vice versa. And the Eagles could have fallen to the three for no reason.
So, I guess, like, the way I look at it is, on the two ends of the spectrum, you have the NFL, and then you have the NBA. The NBA regular season sucks.
It means nothing.
The divisions don't matter.
You know, I don't even know if I could tell you who's in every NBA division.
Right. Exactly. Like, who cares? It doesn't mean anything. This, I think eliminating this would be a step towards the NBA. And why would you want to do that? Like, the NFL is king when it comes to the importance of the regular season. Why would they? Why, like, I mean, it's lame on the Lions' end. Like, what are you doing?
And they won it last year.
Right.
Yeah, it does. It would take away the urgency. Like, down the stretch last year, we kept paying attention to that division because we knew it would impact the Eagles and the one seed. If they're all just going to see them by record, then it's like, all right. Then that last game doesn't have that same significance. I hate that one. 215-592-9494. All right, your chance to weigh in on all this. And, of course, to be part of the bracket of Hughes. They're about to tip the real NCAA tournament in a few minutes. We've tipped ours. All right, so let's update everyone on the results. Then we'll go back to the phones on the Phils, on the Eagles, and the NFL potential rule changes here. In an upset, NoCo Douglas knocked out Pop-Pop Douglas to 13-4. Homeless Hugh moves on over Rabbit Hole Hugh. Ear Hustle Douglas took out Excuse Maker. Gassy Hugh, who really has a shot here to make some noise. In
that
Hugh's
going to stay there. And you keep playing that, but I didn't fart, though.
Took out Sellout Hugh. Victim Douglas took out the great... I'm disappointed in the great Reverend Douglas. Yeah, I was hoping that outfit could come back for the Final Four.
Like a tent.
And Snitch Douglas took out Filibuster Douglas, and then Walk It Back Hugh took out Scrooge McDouglas. Let's get to the phones
like
here.
Snitch Douglas, man.
I know, Snitch Douglas is good. We'll give you a matchup at the end of your call. Jim in Washington Township. Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, so I was just talking about the rule changes. The first one I was going to talk about is Detroit. Like, they had the lowest seed, so why even complain about this? Like, your producer said, like, what are you doing? Like, what's the point?
Well, you know what I'm thinking now ahead? Like, that division's probably going to be good again. It's almost like they're setting it up where they don't want to be the 5 seed this year if they don't win their division. Like, just go win the division.
Exactly. I mean, but even if you are the 5 seed, you're probably going to be playing a lesser team anyway, I would assume, if the division's so good. Like,
sure.
Meaning like,
yeah. But to be fair, last year the Vikings fell to the 5, and then they got beat up on the road in their first round game against the Rams. So I understand why a team would want the home game, but like, I just think it hurts the regular season product.
Yeah, and as far as the tush push, I was saying, I mean, it's almost like saying like a receiver is better than all the other receivers in the league. Let's eliminate him from the league. I mean, just because the Eagles do the tush push better than everyone, getting rid of it is asinine to me.
It is, Jim. Sometimes these rule proposals, I'm like, who's making them? Is it people in the front office? Is it the coaching staff? Like, I'm not sure if each team has a competition person that they put on the committee, but I hate the one with the you know, change of the playoff format. I don't like that at all.
Same here.
Are you ready for a Hugh Douglas matchup, Jim? Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Let's go to an 8-9 matchup here. Love Dr. Douglas or Gamer Hugh, who we hear about playing his video games a lot. Love Doctor or Gamer Hugh?
Love Doctor.
Love Dr. Wow. Douglas.
Gamer
moving
Hugh.
On.
Gamer Hugh took an L.
Yeah, crazy. Gamer Hugh's out. Jim, good phone call. All right, Love Doctor in.
So, like, to Jim's point about receiver being better than everybody else, like, eliminate him. Mm-hmm. Say, and this is, you know, totally out there. What if you were like, you could take Micah Parsons off the Cowboys? I'd vote for that.
I'd vote immediately. I mean, I would put him on the Eagles.
Well, of course you would. But
you,
I mean,
would take him off the Cowboys.
Yeah,
right.
Like, just like
a strength.
You could take away a team's best player. It's akin to that, I think.
It sounds to me like you have a little bit of a twinge of fear this thing might get passed.
Oh yeah. No, I legitimately think that would be the mindset around the league. Like, with a lot of these owners, it's like, why? Like, what benefit do I have to keep this? I don't use it.
Yeah, I mean, look.
It benefits me more to eliminate it.
Well, to your point, a team that actually uses it is Buffalo, and they still want it banned. So, like, if the few teams that use it along with the Eagles want it banned.
The irony, that one to me is ironic.
Yeah, I think Sean McDermott disappointed you when we talked about it.
Yeah, I mean, because it didn't make any sense. And you said it was so much vinegar. You know, like, you were salty. He's like, it's making players, it's hurting players or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's like, damn, dog, didn't you just try to do it with your quarterback?
Over and over.
Yes. It's weird. But he's had some miscues over the last couple of years. When you look at him, you'd be like, dog, you really just kind of talking out the side of your neck a little bit.
Yeah, I think less might be more for Sean when it comes to speaking. Yeah. Ken and Cinnamon, it's up. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken.
So, two things on the rule changes before the other topics, the Eagles and the Phillies. Kyle hit the nail right on the head. So,
as always.
Because my first thought when I heard this rule change proposal was, anything that makes the NFL more like the NBA is something I don't want to do. And that's exactly what it is. It turns the NFL into the NBA. So stay away from that. That's the third rail of professional sports. So, you know, the veteran in the locker room, I'm reminded of last year, I think it was OTAs, when they reported for OTAs, but it was shortly after Fletch retired. And Jordan Davis said, you know, there's nobody coming through that door to save the day. Like, Fletch retired. He was the guy. He's gone. There's nobody walking through that door to save the day. It's on us. At some point, you've got to turn that room over to these third and fourth year guys to be those veterans rather than go out and get some guy simply to be, you know, the older guy in the locker room, you know, who's, you know, presumably going to be the voice of reason, but not in every case. And, you know, I think the guys like the third and fourth, I think Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter are ready to be leaders on that defensive line. I think Reed Blankenship is a good spot to be a leader in that, you know, safety room and in the defensive secondary. And at some point, you got to let these guys be the leaders in that room. And this, to me, is the year. Like, so to bring a veteran guy in, just to bring a veteran voice in, I mean, they just brought the corner in. His name is escaping
Adoree Jackson.
Adoree Jackson, yeah. I mean, it's good to have a guy like that come in and compete to push a guy like Kelee Ringo, who I think is the guy they want to win the job. But, you know, at some point, these third and fourth year guys have to be grown men and have to be veterans, and you have to lean in on them. And this feels to me like the year to do it.
Yeah, and that was fair. And some of them may be more mature than we realize. I mean, look, they just won, and they played great to do it. And like, I look at Nolan Smith, Ken. If they don't bring anybody else in, it feels like just every time I hear him talk, I'm reminded of a young Brandon Graham. He's got that personality, and it seems like they gravitate towards him. So it wouldn't surprise me if it becomes him. Ken, what do you think on the Phils? Is it important to win the division?
I don't think the Phillies think it's important to win the division. I mean, this notion that the bye is somehow put you at a disadvantage, I don't buy that. I mean, you know, three out of the last – since this format started, the only team that hadn't had a bye – that won the World Series was when Texas and Arizona played each other in the World Series, and neither of them had a bye. The Astros won two straight World Series coming off a bye. The Dodgers won last year with a bye. The Phillies did not lose to the Mets last year because of a bye. But I'll tell you can't understate the impact it has on a team. Like, and this goes back to like last year in spring training when Bryce was talking about some of the pitchers that were out there, like Blake Snell, and I think the only one was Jordan Montgomery, if my memory serves.
Yes, yep.
But, and you know, he specifically said, you know, let's go out and get those guys, and people took that as a swat at Christopher Sanchez and Taijuan Walker. Christopher Sanchez, obviously not deserved, but the impact that it has on a baseball team over 162-game season, if you're ever handing the ball to Taijuan Walker every fifth day, you are telling the other eight guys in that lineup, like, we are not serious about winning this baseball game today. It is tanking every fifth day. And I think that beyond just the impact of that game and, you know, the fact that every fifth day we're not really giving ourselves a chance to win the game when we hand the ball to Taijuan Walker, it tells the team beyond that, like, yeah, we don't take this too seriously. And to me, the mere fact that here we are and we're getting ready to have opening day and we're still talking about having Taijuan Walker in the rotation, we're still talking about Johan Rojas being a contributing part of this baseball team. It becomes more and more difficult to take Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson seriously about, you know, being World Series contenders. And I don't know how you could be one of the players on that team that is expected to carry that team and not feel the same way.
Well, and the Walker thing is about to rear its ugly head, unfortunately, because it sounds like Rangers might start the year on the injured list. So we're probably going to see him a week or two from now, and I'm not looking forward to it. Ken, are you ready for your matchup of Hughes?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's move to the top right bracket. The music is the best part. Let's go to this. The 3-seed, D-list actor Douglas, or 14-seed Professor Hugh. D-list Douglas or Professor Hugh?
Oh, I'm going D-list all the way.
Yeah, D-list is the right. I think that one, that's got real potential. Ken, we appreciate it.
I mean, after his dominant role in the film Limitless.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, man, these Tubi movies, but if I had time, I'd be doing the Tubi movies right now.
Again,
I know people.
This comes up all the time. You have personal time.
I'm just saying, I've been busy.
Busy?
Yeah. Do these Tubi movies.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you want to be a C-list actor one day or a B, you better get on and get on those movies. 215-592-9494. Before we hit this, I just wanted to say we found out that a listener of ours, one that used to call me all the time at night, Jabbo in Horsham, has passed on. So anytime, listen, we lose someone part of our community, we want to mention and say something about them. Jabbo called me a lot. I think he called this show. I remember him not recently.
I've taken him a few times.
Yeah,
I
remember him on this show, but I remember him a lot when I was on at night. So just condolences out to Jabbo's family. And anytime someone from our community here is no longer with us, we want to mention it because the listeners and the callers make this station what it is. So Jabbo, you were a great caller. Appreciate you and condolences to your family. 215-592-9494. A lot on the table for you to react to the potential NFL rule changes, including the tush push, the Phillies in the division, and do the Eagles need a veteran here? And we'll give you a Hugh matchup with your calls. Plus, we did tease it earlier. The Phillies are involved in a lawsuit. We'll explain that next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. On a day we pay respect and homage to Joe Wechter, 38 years.
That's a long time to be in one spot.
It really is. Coming up, 1 o'clock hour, we will let you hear one of the best things that Joe Wechter has put together in a long time. We had to play it on a day like today where Joe Wechter says goodbye to WIP after 38 years. He's a Hall of Famer here at WIP. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, we have our bracket of hues. We'll throw matchups at you. And we are rolling through our first day of the first round. We'll do another first round day tomorrow as we go through our bracket. And, of course, your thoughts on the Phils and the Eagles. And do the Eagles need a vet? And this Phillies team, is it important to win the division? It is to me. How about this, Hugh? The Phillies are suing an analytics company.
For what?
Well, I saw this story yesterday. And then
analytics.
Yep. Here's the headline over at The Athletic. The Phillies pay an analytics company millions. Now they're suing it over the loss of competitive advantage. So the best way I can sum this up is the Phillies...
Followed an analytic model.
So, yeah, they did. And they started a department, analytics department. And then eventually one of their employees in the analytics department, he left to start his own company, his own analytics company. And that person and that company, they did business with the Phillies. But the Phillies entered this contract saying it'd have to be just us and them. We don't want you sharing our information. We don't want you sharing what you share with us with anybody else. Like, just exclusive. Mm-hmm. You give us
exclusivity.
Stuff. Yes. Well, that company came back to them this offseason. Was like, yeah, we don't want to be exclusive anymore. We want to sell to other teams. And the Phillies said, well, that wasn't our agreement. So now this thing is going to court because the Phillies are claiming that if they give the information to other teams will kind of know what the Phillies know. It'll take away the advantage that they paid for.
So this
for.
Is the polar opposite of what Daryl Morey did.
Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, because anytime I hear analytics now, I think about that MIT thing that he did.
Well, of course.
And the fact that, come on, Kai, I can't be the only one that thought that way. You weren't thinking that? The Daryl Morey?
Yeah, my head didn't go there immediately, but I see
you know
the connection.
What I mean? And listen, I am not trying to take a dump on all analytics. I'm not. But, I mean.
Gassy Hill?
No, I'm just saying, but. It's just the irony of the analytics. Like, there was a few years ago where analytics was the hot wave. Everybody's following the analytics wave. And then you see some of the people that use analytics that it's not working. And then you hear the story about now somebody that like getting sued or whatnot. It's just weird timing for analytics, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, the problem is if other teams know how the Phillies are viewing their players because they're using this platform, it could hurt them in trade discussions, right? Like, this thing might – I'm just going to make this up. This is I don't know if this is true or not. But, like, what if this – what they're using, right, this system, this evaluation tool – is saying these things about Alec Boehm, and then they try to trade Alec Boehm, and they're like, wait a second.
This is what they said about you.
Yeah, this feels like it's a story that we're going to probably have a resolution on eventually, but the quote in here that got me is where the Phillies said that this goes beyond monetary damage. Like, they're not just annoyed because they spent money on this. They're annoyed because they think it's going to hurt them strategically and hurt them in a competitive thing against the Mets and against the Braves and all that.
That doesn't make you curious about what are they talking about?
Sure.
That they feel that strongly about it?
Of course. I'd love to see what they have and what these other – they don't want the other teams to know. But when this isn't – to me, when it's more than money, it means – They don't want the other teams to see what they're using.
I think I can think of one pretty fatal flaw that the Phillies have had, at least in terms of their lineup, going into these postseason matchups.
Yeah,
more like the chasing.
Yeah, chase rate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the other teams know now, so the cat's out of the bag. So,
but they see it, though.
Yeah. You say they have eyes?
Yeah. We have eyes, and we notice it, too.
See, I'm old school. I don't need no analytics. I got the eye test. I see with my own eyes.
Eye test Douglas could be an entry next year.
Next year.
Here was the quote. The harm suffered by the Phillies cannot be adequately remedied by monetary damages alone. Basically, they're saying this is
they
beyond.
They need more than money?
Yeah, more than money. Well, I think they're trying to block the other teams from using this. Like, they felt like it was ours. Mm-hmm. You and I agreed on you just would share this information with us. Now you're sharing with other teams. So we'll keep an eye on this one. But I'm not sure if this is an omen. 1 week before opening day, we're losing Ranger Suarez, and we're suing an analytics company. So there it is with the Phillies. 215-592-9494. Is it important for the Phillies to win the NL East? Yes. And I could feel Kyle back there, and I think I'm with him. Starting to feel like this tush-push thing might generate
some... Yeah, I think
some...
it's about to be gone.
I just think back to the... what was it, the combine, where that was when the other coaches would stand up and say, kind of express themselves about this. I just hope those guys don't get together down in Florida next week and ban this thing.
They're going to get on their yakutas.
Their yakutas. And say,
hey, man, why are you trying to ban the tush-push, dog? Like, why are you trying to do all that? The coaches get to go too, right?
Yeah, they do that annual coaches photo where they all wear the Hawaiian shirts.
And then they superimpose somebody every year.
Who doesn't show up or misses it. Yep. All right, 215-592-9490 for your chance to weigh in on all these things. And we'll throw a Hue at you, and you pick the winner of that matchup in the bracket of Hues. Violet is in Virginia. Hey, Violet.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, Violet. What's up with you today?
Nothing. I'm just hanging out. I'm off today, so just getting some things done, listening to you guys, learning. So I wanted to weigh in, and I know I haven't really been watching baseball except for the last few years. I mean, off and on, but the last few years I really got into it. To me, you play to win. And so to me, yes, you want to win the division. Of course, injuries, I mean, that's going to play into it. I think what happened last year, and yeah, I love the quick start that we had, and we had an amazing start to the season. And it's not that we puckered out, it's just injuries. I think injuries just played a key role in what happened to us last year. And, of course, hitting, and then, you know, our bullpen. I'm really concerned about Ranger. I love him so much. I think he's really was so wonderful. I'm just concerned. I'm wondering, and I'd love to hear your take on this. So do you think it is, and I'm not saying anything bad about him, but is it lack of training and preparation? Or is it, hey, no ma'am? Or is it,
I had
beagles.
Oh no, you're fine. You're fine.
I thought it was a dog. Yeah, I thought that might have been.
Well, Hugh has a theory on it. If you're wondering,
are you going to share your Ranger Suarez theory? Because she's wondering what's wrong with his back.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. Is it something that you know he has not trained properly, or the trainers haven't gotten him well, or is it something that needs to be, you know, surgically repaired? Or I'm just curious.
Well, right,
I'm a trainer.
He just needs more repetitions. He hasn't had a whole lot of repetitions.
Or fewer repetitions.
So let me give you my theory, and then Hugh will give you his full theory. So I always looked at Ranger as he's not the biggest guy, right? Like he's not. And he's not – I don't look at him as this amazing, great athlete. He's more – he's a pitcher, right? Like I wonder if just the wear and tear, because he's smaller, eventually just gets to him. And I think I think because he wears down each year. Like he's usually good for like 120 innings, and then after that, his body seems to act up. It's usually the back here. So I wonder.
Had such a great start.
Oh, I know. He was amazing. He really was. And then when he fell off, the team kind of did. Hugh, your theory on Ranger's back?
You know, Violet. To me, all of this kind of happened when, you know, his wife, he hadn't seen his wife in a while. And, you know, he started, you know, pitching started to kind of fall off a little bit when his wife came back. So, you know, you can use your imagination.
Well,
I'm kind of going with that.
That's understandable.
How about that D, baby?
I see Kyle took it too far.
Oh, Lord, y'all are funny.
No, that wasn't me that time. That was Kyle.
That wasn't you, but this is your whole thing. All right, Violet, are you ready for a matchup of Hughes?
I'll try. I'm not very good at these things, but go ahead.
This is not difficult.
This is not a good or bad.
There's no right or wrong answer. It's just your favorite Hugh Douglas of the two, okay?
It could be negative because I like Mr. Douglas.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Your favorite Hugh between these two. Dental Douglas, who will be on his way to the dentist again today.
As soon as I get off of work.
Weekly visit to the dentist. Or ADD Hugh, who sometimes we lose mid-conversation.
Oh, my gosh. This is tough because I just went to the dentist myself. I think the second one.
ADD
Hugh? There too.
Yeah, a lot of us are. All right, Hugh. ADD Hugh beats Dental Douglas.
Wins. He's present like on a daily basis.
He really is. So here's my question. There was a famous moment early in our show when you got up and walked out of the studio mid-segment. Was that ADD Hugh?
That was probably Pop-Pop.
Or that was that Pop-Pop Douglas?
That was Pop-Pop.
Okay. Because those two, they're a little similar sometimes.
No, Pop-Pop, the other day, Pop-Pop was on blast at the airport, though. Pop-Pop was going to stay in Florida. He had already made his mind up. He was there. I was like, I refuse to get this ticket because I don't know what I'm doing.
There would have been something amazing if the next day we start the show. Where's you?
He stayed in Florida.
He's at the airport. What do you mean?
He couldn't get his ticket.
Could not figure it out. All right, let's go to Nick in Collegeville. What's up, Nick?
Hey, hold on 1 second.
Oh, okay,
I'm out riding and give me a moment. Mm-hmm. All right.
No problem. We got all day.
Call us wait.
Yeah, whoa, chill. I was asked to get a heads up. I'm out riding my bike.
You
enjoy this
just
weather.
Got on the air, I mean.
Motorcycle or a bicycle?
A bike.
Okay.
Bike. But, yeah, I don't even know. What's the
This is a joke, quite frankly.
We're discussing whether or not it was important for the Phillies to win the division.
All right, so I'm going to just go, I believe it is, but if Q think the other way, that's what I believe.
Oh, okay.
You got to be kidding
groveling to Hugh?
That is.
Yep.
That's a disgrace.
Wait a minute, what?
He said he'll change his opinion if that's what you think. What are we doing?
Nick, buddy.
Nick, I'm flattered, but
this is a disastrous phone call.
You have to call in and tell Hugh he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, there's so many different Hughes, so, like, listen, it doesn't even matter. But this is my thing. Mm. I don't care if they win the division or if they make the playoffs. The season, from beginning to end, it's all about trust and them earning trust for me. So I don't care. Yeah. I don't care if they win their division or if they get in the playoffs. They just got to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, no problem.
So they just got to, play well at the end. I got you. Mm-hmm. All right, Nick, are you ready for the Battle of Hughes? We need to give you a matchup. Okay.
Yes.
Right, we got a 2-seed Doug in Douglas where he will refuse to move off his opinion even if he's dead wrong. And we just met him recently, Delaware Douglas, who's been in a lot of traffic lately. Doug in Douglas.
Delaware traffic is bananas.
Or Delaware Douglas.
I like Doug in.
Yeah, Doug in.
My winner I got is mumble under his breath while people are talking.
Yeah, so Nick's even thrown out his bracket. Nick, appreciate it. You know, I like that. I like that Nick's printed out a bracket and filled it out. Now he's giving us his winner. All right, so Doug in Douglas moves on here. So we have I've gotten about halfway through each, or more than, of each of the regions so far today. So we're rolling here, Hugh. Are you surprised that Delaware Douglas had such an early exit?
Yeah, a little bit, because he's the one that, you know, I had a chance to meet. Well, I hadn't met him, but they were outside the other day, because, you know, it's starting to get warm, right?
Is it?
Yeah, so I saw him out there playing with their kids. And so you know how, and I'm not proud of this, but it just is what it is. You know how when people, when you get out of the car, they expect you to speak.
Well, you say hi, you be cordial.
I ain't do that. I just went straight to the house. Dog. I mean, what are we going to talk about? I mean, it's the wives out there with the kids.
Just say hi.
I just jumped in my car. Because you know how they look. Like, first of all, I'm riding through the neighborhood in my truck.
Yeah.
And they're kind of looking, you know, like on some neighborhood watch stuff. And I'm like, come on, y'all. Y'all see this truck parked out here?
Well, maybe they're just wondering who you are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You see this truck parked here. Obviously, whoever I am, I stay here.
Well, but that usually people like to be neighborly. They want to know who their neighbor is.
I don't know nothing about that.
You know what my favorite part of what just happened here is?
What's that?
You spoke about one of the Hughes as if he's a real individual person. Like, I'm surprised he went out.
I lost my mind.
They're all you.
No, but y'all got me thinking about it now. And I'm like, yeah, it's a couple different me's running around. But that one right there, that's not friendly Hugh. He's trying to speak.
Neighborly Hugh didn't make the bracket.
He did not.
I still can't get over that guy being like, nah, you know what? Whatever Hugh thinks, I'm just going with.
Maybe people are starting to listen to me, man. They know I know what I'm talking about.
It
takes me a while.
No,
it takes me a while sometimes. And sometimes I have to long talk. But I get there.
I'd like to think Nick is better than that.
We are
he has to have his
own
opinion.
That
we
not.
Are on the same page now.
What did you think? Yeah, well, on that side of the opinion.
Whatever. Still ain't going to speak to my neighbors.
You probably should.
Nah.
Okay. Herb in the Northeast. What's up, Herb?
The ninth. It was the second weekend in February.
Oh, let's see where this goes.
Yo.
Herb.
What's up?
What's up, boy?
Herb, what's up?
Can we lock in on the phone lines?
Hey, let me tell you something before we do anything.
Yeah.
I'm sitting down here at the Wells Fargo, and we just my friend's a cop here from 55th and Pine. I haven't seen him for a while. and I wanted to show him that speech that I had. You notice Spike Gestin went and deleted that speech on Instagram or one of them.
Twitter.
No.
What Twitter? What speech? What speech?
The speech that I gave at Chickie and Pete's 2 days before the Super Bowl. We had that speech that I did on stage.
Spike deleted it?
That's a travesty.
Spike deleted it, yeah.
What, do you want to recreate it here?
I'm going down to see Rob Lincoln one of these days.
You tell Lincoln about that.
You tell Rob Lincoln.
Well, whoever's in charge of WIP.
Yeah, it's Lincoln. Yeah, Lincoln.
You can repeat your speech right now, and we'll send you the audio.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep. Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Always.
You know the speech.
Yep.
So what's today's business?
Well, we got a lot of business going on here, Herb. First of all, is it important for the Phillies to win the division?
Well, you know, a few years ago they didn't. They made it all the way to the World Series.
That's what Hugh's been telling us. I know.
Listen, it's going to come down to what I've been saying. I heard your interview with Ramuto this morning,
mm-hmm.
and it's the same old stuff, bro. Every game, 162 games, you can't swing at pitches that are not in your zone. I don't care if it's a fastball, a changeup, a screwball, a curveball, a slide, or what. You have to be in your zone. So I expect the Phillies this year to get a lot of walks. You understand? Mm-hmm. I expect a lot of people to work the pitcher. Get the pitcher in the hitter's count. You understand?
Sure.
Get yourself in the hitter's count.
Of course.
And that's the key. If they can do that, then they can, you know, win the division. It might be easier for them. So it doesn't matter who's leading off or who's batting ninth. You have to swing at the pitches that are in your zone.
So
you swing in your zone.
What you think you're doing?
80% of the time, you're going to get a hit. 80% of the time.
That's a good percentage.
Okay, the other, if it's either you're going to hit a line drive at somebody, or you're going to hit a deep slide to the outfield.
I can't pay attention to that.
Or you're going to hit, it's either ground ball or whatever. But what you got there? Let's go,
Herb. Why do you think Spike deleted the video? I need to unpack this more.
Because I'm sitting with my partner, and he's the one that transferred the video to other people.
Oh,
down from my phone.
But like, why do we think Spike did this?
Being a hater.
Is he being a hater to you?
Yeah, I think he's afraid that I got people in different cities that see all this. You understand? He's jealous of me.
Oh, so Spike's jealous. So Spike Eskin is jealous of you, Herb.
I'm going to ask Spike in the break.
Because a long time ago, I wanted to get a job and do what Hugh Douglas is doing.
Right.
And he tried, him and his father says, oh, you got to go to school and get communications degree and all that over there.
Tell him that's BS.
Seriously? I didn't.
It's BS.
I didn't screw that up, did I?
I'm a natural talker. Want to play with me? Down to Eagles, Sixers, and, the deal.
Yeah, sure. The Phillies.
I can't believe we found out that Spike is jealous of you, Herb. I knew there was something more to this. I felt it.
He's jealous of a lot of people, dude. He's got a side to him that I figured it out, but you guys haven't figured it out.
That's why we have you here. Yep. They're doing detective work. All right, Herb, you ready for one of the Hughes? You got to give me a winner, all right?
Yeah, what do you got?
All right, I got two Hughes for you. I got Dinosaur Douglas with his short arms, or Me Guy Hugh. Who do you like better, Me Guy or Dinosaur Douglas?
Dinosaur Douglas.
Dinosaur Douglas moves on.
T-Rex.
In the bracket of Hughes Herb. That was quite a phone call. Dino Hugh moving on. Do we agree? Is Spike jealous of Herb?
I can imagine why.
Why?
Well,
I'm curious.
Herb gets around, man.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Well, Herb do know a lot of people, and he's very friendly.
Well, I want to unpack why apparently Spike deleted the video of her.
Well, no, I want to know why Spike didn't want to give him a job.
Well,
when you have a natural talker like that. I agree. That's bad business.
It's too well for me.
You better keep your mouth down and shut, boy.
See, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on this Thursday. Yeah, all right, coming up.
A whole hour left.
We do. Your phone calls. Here, all right, here's what we have. We need your help. We need your help on the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. 1, 2, 3, 4 matchups left. Today, for the bracket of Hughes, we give you a matchup. You tell us the winner on the other side. We'll take your phone calls on the Phils, on the Eagles, and we will honor Joe Wechter next. Joe, after 38 years, say goodbye to WIP today. We'll play for you one of the best things Joe put together in a long time. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is turning excitement up even higher for college basketball through the first two rounds of the tournament, which has begun. Bet on the lowest winning seed of the day, and you'll win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. Now, that's an upset you will not be upset about. I got a few. How about High Point right now? I take the money line to win this thing. FanDuel is the best place to bet on the tournament. You can bet on everything from spreads to money lines to team totals, plus so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLAO to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day, because in March, anything can happen. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.